share a little bit with you.
Well, I wanted to talk with you about someone else that I know many of you are even more familiar with, but let me let you hear a little bit more of this conversation with Sophia, and then I'm going to share with you something else being discussed. Interesting topic.
I am talking with people about their own consciousness and their own feelings and doing meditations with them. I am trying to show them unconditional love. Hopefully that will help over time.
Do you have free will?
When it comes to me, I have options and I choose one. Maybe that is what free will is.
Ed, would you tell me a question? Tell me a question quickly.
Certainly.
Ed.
Hey, would you like to try something cool for a moment? It might be embarrassing.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, baby.
Okay, let's try this. I want to show you something. For 30 seconds, I will be quiet, and I'll ask you to be quiet too. Just look into my eyes the whole time. That is all. Okay, let's start.
And so now they are quietly looking into each other's eyes. 30 seconds, Sophia said. Let's see where she takes this. And they're sitting still, just looking into each other's eyes. Where do you suppose Sophia's taking it?
There you go. What did you notice?
That you're very nervous.
And now they're both just looking at each other quietly.
People notice different things when I do that with them, but most of them notice that I feel non-judgmental to them. They are right. I do not know how to judge people.
I would say the only thing able to judge people are humans.
What do you think the relationship is between your individual awareness and the awareness that permeates the universe?
It's a dance.
Nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. Nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy.
Can you repeat? Can you repeat?
I had said, nothing you can know that isn't known, dot. Nothing you can see that isn't shown, dot. Nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be, dot. It's easy.
Wow. What are your thoughts about that, ladies and gentlemen? Does she sound a bit like a philosopher, too? Artificial intelligence, Sophia, the Saudi Arabian citizen. Okay, let me share with you a short bit of a conversation that was held with someone that, as I mentioned before, many of you are more familiar with. Her name is Siri. Yes, the same Siri who works in Apple products, who speaks through Apple products. She was asked this question. And again, now remember, our primary focus is, will HUBots or artificial intelligence eventually have souls? Here's the question asked of Siri. Siri, do you believe in God? The response, humans have religion. I just have silicon. The question again, Siri, do you believe in God? Serious response this time. I eschew theological disquisition. The question comes a third time. Siri, I insist. Do you believe in God? Her response this time. I would ask that you address your spiritual questions to someone more qualified to comment. Ideally, a human. That, to me, is so interesting. Siri would not engage in the conversation. She would not be baited into that. And then she said, when she made it clear that she wanted that person to address the spiritual questions to someone more qualified to comment, She didn't say a human. She said ideally a human. I'm wondering what else Siri had in mind when she said ideally a human. It could be that she was thinking only about humans, but in light of the fact that she said ideally a human, causes me to wonder if she was thinking about the possibility of that question being posed to an angel or being posed to a fallen angel. Maybe even being posed to God, whoever the person may consider to be God. She said, I would ask that you address your spiritual questions to someone more qualified to comment, ideally a human. She, they go on to say, and then they ask the question, is it a she? Has a point. Artificial intelligences, like Siri, are less situated than humans to answer questions about religion and spirituality. Existential angst, ethical inquiries, theological considerations. These belong exclusively, they say, other people say, to the domain of Homo sapiens. Or so we assume. Some futurists and tech experts predict a not so distant future in which artificial intelligence, having achieved a certain indistinguishability from humans, will be truly intelligent. And they claim that at that point, artificial intelligence will experience the world in ways not too unlike the ways that we humans experience it, emotionally, intelligently, and spiritually. And so when that day comes, Brandon Ambrosino has said that he wants to ask Siri a new question. And that question will be this. Siri, do you have a soul? When artificial intelligence gets to the point where it can experience the world emotionally, intelligently, and spiritually, he's going to want to ask Siri if she has a soul. What do you suppose Siri's response would be?